Podcast, which is home of onpause.org, which is a brand new podcast that we've just added to the site, and it's going to be about gaming and other gaming related things. This is our first episode. Basically, we're starting out, blowing the site up. It's going to get huge. And this podcast is probably going to be number one on iTunes in maybe 2 weeks. So, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Andreas, and I will be a future writer of onpause.org. And I would like to introduce the creator of OnPause.
Ronnie Walker.
Ronnie Walker. And you should talk about your site for a little bit so people know what's going on with that.
Ah, crud. I should have wrote up something real quick. All right. I'm going to edit all this out later because I should have wrote something up.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's all good.
All right. When I first created the site, I go to the joysticks and the Kotakus and I see all that extra junk, that I don't like. I don't really care. I just want the news, So that's really what I did with On Pause, was just give you the news or the screenshots or the videos that you want and got rid of everything else. I mean, I might add a little extra something here and there, but for the most part, it's just straight to the point,
Right.
And
it's really just about, like you were saying, it's not about keeping up with the mainstream, but it's really about what you enjoy about gaming.
Right, exactly. It's our favorite stuff of the day, not all that extra junk.
Right, it's not per se like a news blog. It's more like a featured opinion, and you can probably compare it to maybe the Gamers with Jobs, website, because they don't really post news. They just have featured articles, and it's much better to just have content versus
we post some news, but it's really like.
Exactly, and it's not like there's a Super Mario themed bus driving through Tokyo.
Right. Or we don't talk about the newest Hannah Montana game or something.
Right, it's just not going to happen.
Actually, so, I kind of like to see Mario on a bus. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I think I've actually read a post like that on Kotaku like a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it was a Mario or not, but you guys can get the gist. It's just too much.
Yes.
But yeah, so this is episode one of the Oncast, which we came up with just before the show. And it's a good name.
Yeah, I was actually thinking if somebody comes up with a better name and writes it in the comment, I'll get them like a PSN point card or, XBL card or whatever.
Holy shit, look at that.
Yeah. Going out big for the first cast.
Pulling the surprises out of the hat.
Yes.
I'm surprised by that. So if I come up with a better name, then I'll get a PSN or an Xbox Live card?
Yeah, I guess. But then, I'm not going to pay you for your writing.
Oh, all right. I'm used to that. So, anyway, we should probably just, I don't know if we should give background, but I'm just thinking maybe a little bit, obviously. Like, I've been writing about games for a little while now on a couple of different sites that they haven't really been active anymore at this point, and they were more news-oriented. So I think this is really where I want to find a good home, because I can just write a feature article. Or post just an article that I really want to talk about versus just a crap load of news. That will just be another blog. So definitely I enjoy writing about gaming and everything, and I'll game like every day. So there's no question about not being into it. But so hopefully, look out for me at On Pause. I should be set up there to start posting some stuff. And then obviously the weekly podcast, which should be good.
Yeah.
We're shooting for like an hour podcast to not, pass out and go to sleep.
Right. I'm hoping for an hour every Sunday. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we usually try to record, Fridays?
Yep.
That's really like the best time to record too, because.
Yeah, it is.
For me anyway, I come home and Friday night, nothing's really going down for me. Like, I like to just chill. So a podcast is a good time, and all the news pretty much wraps up on Friday. Nothing's going on Saturday and Sunday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's me,
All right, so a little about me then?
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, I guess I usually on my, usually sum it up with three words, or four words, if you think of it. a gamer, a crappy blogger, and a photographer. I mean, that's me.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Maybe you should, like, I don't know if there's gaming-related photography, but you could probably make a post about that.
Well, I could get the new Africa game.
That looks good, though, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Take pictures of animals. Sounds fun.
It's actually, isn't it called, like, Hakuna Matata in, like, Asia? I think that's actually what they call it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm not even kidding. At least that's the name that they were throwing around. But over here, obviously, I think they're going to call it Africa. Or maybe it was the other way around. Something. I've heard it being named that.
I don't know. Huh.
Anyway, but you came up with the site, and when did you start it up?
Back in November of 2007.
Wow, yeah. So it's been around.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. Almost 2 years. You know, we get, you know, pretty good traffic and all that. But I enjoy it. Blogging, you know, even though my writing isn't all that good, I still have a lot of fun, and getting the comments is always nice.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to throw some stuff up there.
Cool.
And I like not being pressured to, you know.
Whatever. 5 news posts a day.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah, so that's good, man. Well, we'll definitely try to keep up with the, you know, at least the most important things that we really want to talk about, and then obviously on the podcast.
Yep.
But I don't know. That's pretty much it, right? To start out, I mean.
Yeah. Well, let's get into what we've been gaming.
Jump into it.
You can go first.
All right. So, obviously, you know, I checked out the Fallout 3 DLC. Played through that whole thing. In a couple of settings.
You're so lucky.
I know, it's good.
Oh, I need to go pick the game up. I really want to play it.
I know, but at this point, it's almost like you might as well wait for October and pick up that, you know, $60 copy that's going to have every DLC in it.
Yeah.
It's almost at that point, because right now, I don't know, maybe not. Because you can probably pick it up for about $30 off of eBay or something, and then each DLC will be $10.
Yeah, I think Gamefly has it for about 30, and then I think I have a $10 off coupon, so, you know, 20 there, and then, what, about 30 for all the DLC?
Yeah, it'd be 40 right now.
Yeah, so.
There's five planned so far, so I don't know if there's going to be another one, because I'm already close to 30 now. The level cap is 30,
mm-hmm.
And I'm already, you know, if I wanted to, I could, you know, get over 30 within probably, like, a couple sittings, because I'm leveling up so fast now.
How much does the game change, you know, past the 20 cap, you know, like?
Well, it really changes in terms of enemies that you encounter, you know, like,
yeah.
At first you encounter, like, you know, maybe dogs or maybe some raiders, you know, or shit like that. But as you level up, you're going to get mercenaries, you're going to get, you know, a bunch of super mutants. You're going to get, like, the super... There's different sorts of super mutants. Like, you have the regular ones, then you have the super mutant master, right? And then you have, like, the super mutant overlord. And, like, every iteration of a super mutant is going to be tougher to beat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have to spend a lot more time shooting them and stuff. But you get so many good perks and stuff. Like, you upgrade your character to a point... Like, my character has all these ridiculous perks that I can't... I barely can die at this point, you know. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I have all the power armor, I have all the weapons, and like all the perks that make your character so powerful that you can pretty much kill any super mutant, you know, in one sitting of vats.
Yeah.
And then also I have this perk where you replenish your vats as long as you kill somebody in vats. So if I kill somebody while I'm in vats, it automatically recovers all my vats points.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, and there's, like, perks like that. I mean, as soon as you get to, like, level 20 and then up, you get all these perks that just make your life a lot easier. But but back to the Point Lookout DLC, you know, it was really a neat DLC because it was, I compare it flavor-wise maybe a little bit to The Pit, because it's kind of, like, taken out of context. You're not really in the wasteland per se, you know, you're kind of... in a completely different area. Like, you go to the swampland in Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically like all these mutated hillbillies that you're fighting. It's literally that, and they're all radiated and whatnot, and you're also fighting this crazy tribe that, like, cherishes this weird tree that actually poisons you and gets you all messed up when you go to it and stuff. But I'm not gonna spoiler it all, obviously, but if you haven't played it, it's definitely worth it. It's definitely a good DLC to play through. And there's tons of side missions too, which is a lot of fun. And you get some cool stuff.
Would you say it's the best so far?
I would say it's the second best next to Broken Steel.
Oh, okay.
I'd say Broken Steel is the best, not just because it raises your level cap, but because it kind of ties in with the game overall. Like it extends the game, the main story, like the main ending.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. So yeah, that's what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say it takes you past the, you know, the ending of the game, you know,
Yeah,
as
the
it's.
ending was definitely kind of crappy in a way that Bethesda thought, yeah, we're gonna cut it. We're gonna just cut it right there and then have it a full, have it a full experience. But I don't think they realized how important it was to players initially that you can keep going afterwards,
Yeah.
Like not everybody's gonna complete every side quest and then go to the end. You're gonna want to finish the main quest pretty soon because you're gonna want to know what it ends, And obviously you want to keep going and keep playing. And the way they did it with the DLC definitely opens it up nicely, but they still have that cutscene in between where it's like it seems like a definite ending, except then it loads up and you keep going. It's they could have just cut that out and sort of changed that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did change the cutscene a little bit because it was talking about, oh, water's flowing and the wasteland is thriving or whatever. So I think that they were, they changed the cutscene a little bit, I think. I'm not quite sure,
That
but
would've
'cause
been
I
kind of neat, you know. Come once you download this new DLC, you come back into the world and it's all getting better, you know.
Yeah, and they do have little touches like that where where Project Purity was, you have all these the Brahmin and like a bunch of wastelanders that are just taking clean water from Project Purity and distributing it through the wastelands and like these barrels and stuff. And they'll be getting attacked by like the random enclave or by the random raider or whatever, So you can definitely get a sense of it getting better. The wasteland is kind of getting better, but there's one more DLC I think that's been announced, that project the Zeta one, the alien one, it's like the
Yeah,
alien abduction.
Alpha Zeta or whatever. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that could be cool because it's
I
all
could.
played in a spaceship.
Yep, you like being abducted. So, and I guess to finish up that thought, I've always been thinking about how they're bundling the DLC together, like it was Anchorage and then the Pit together,
Yeah.
and then or was it? It was Anchorage in the Pit, right?
Yeah,
And
Anchorage
then
in the
and
pit, and then Earth, Broken Steel, and
yeah, they're
Russia.
gonna bundle that together. And then it's like you then you have the Zeta one or whatever, I know how to pronounce it, but you have that one that's kind of like the odd one out, And the level cap is at 30. So what I'm thinking is they'll introduce one more DLC that opens up the level cap completely. And that'll be the third bundle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I can see him doing something like that because it's almost like you're at level 30 right now. There's way more stuff to do. You can probably level up to 80 if you did every quest. Like, I don't know, maybe not 80, but like 50 or 60, you could definitely
Yeah,
reach.
50 would be good. Give you
Right? So if they,
a lot more playing time and stuff.
right, and it makes it worth it because you can continue leveling up and continuing to get some more perks. Because once you hit 30, there's no more leveling up. There's no more getting perks. All you get is achievements, which isn't really, that's just a nice benefit of it, but it's not enough incentive for people to keep playing because you're not improving your character at that point.
Well, I guess I'm the other way. I'd rather have my achievement, but yeah, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to get achievements, and obviously it helps it helps you like play through it. It's a nice perk to get,
Yeah.
To get like I think I have 900 out of the 1300 or whatever at this point. So
Nice.
it's a lot, and I definitely want to. This is like one of the games that I want to finish to 100% completion, if I possibly can get there. But it's just consuming. It's such a consuming
Right,
game,
do you have any idea how much you've put into it? I mean,
Total
probably, yeah, probably past 100 hours, right?
between two playthroughs. This is the second time I've been playing it through,
Oh, nice.
so I'm definitely over 100 hours, without a doubt. But the funny thing is, second time around, I was so much more efficient. Like, I think I went to level 20 in maybe 20 hours.
Oh, okay.
versus, when I did it last time, I probably put in like 60 hours and I only went to like level 17, which is weird. But
Yeah.
I knew exactly where to go. I knew exactly where, what I need to do in order to level up and everything like that. So it's been a lot easier to the second playthrough. And it's cool because you get to do missions that you didn't do the first time around.
Yeah.
So I recommend that game to anybody if you have time, because this game is excellent. It's so well done.
I definitely recommend it too from playing, the non-DLC version.
Right. And you would love the DLC. Like, there's so much variation that from the main kind of quest, like the main, wasteland, because you go to the pit, you do Anchorage, you go to Point Lookout and stuff, and it's really cool the way they kind of did that. And I don't feel like, some people find it in a way that it kind of robs the consumer, putting out that DLC, making more money and whatnot. But if it means that you're going to get more stuff to play and you're willing to pay, you don't have to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
If you want it, you can take it. But I don't think Bethesda is a studio either that made the game with that in mind. I know they made the game because they wanted to make this giant world, and now they have the opportunity to add DLC. Like, it wasn't like, I'm not gonna half finish a game and then make people buy a DLC in order to really finish it. It adds to it, it's completely different. It's not more of the same. So I don't know. I don't feel like I'm ripped off or anything. And I don't feel
I
anybody
don't
should.
think you should be either, or should feel like you're ripped off. You're
Right.
getting, what, 10 hours or more, right?
Oh yeah, you get definitely. If you were to play, I mean, the main quest in each of the DLCs is, besides Broken Steel, I think Broken Steel is a bit longer, but the other three, Anchorage, the Pit, and then Point Lookout, I think they're both a solid 5 hours of just main quest.
Cool.
If you just do the main quest and no roaming and nothing.
Yeah.
But if you roam and you want to get all the achievements in those areas and stuff, and if you want to explore everything, get every weapon, talk to every person, I mean, you can spend 20, 30 hours probably just in Point Lookout if you really look for everything. I mean, it just depends on what your playing style is, but you can definitely get your money's worth. So yeah, I've been playing that mostly. Maybe a little bit of Fuel. I've been playing Fuel too. So those are probably the two games I've been playing.
Is I mean, I asked you earlier, but how are you liking feel? Is the driving fun?
I love it. Yeah, it's the driving is definitely like, it's an arcade type game. It's not
Yeah.
realistic, but it's a lot of fun, and I think that it's gotten a lot of bad rep from people that might not really have reviewed it properly, in a sense of it's a very big open world, and there's not a lot of exciting shit going on, but that's not what the game was setting out to do. The game just wanted to be a massive world that you could just race around on, and they didn't say this was an action-packed experience. This just was like a huge world where you could drive for hours around, and there's a lot of different events going on that change it up. You have all these different vehicle classes, and the weather effects are pretty neat and everything. It's not as bad as some of these outlets made it sound. It's not at all. I think that it was misrepresented.
Yeah, I still really want to try it. It looks really good. Does it drive like pure? I mean, I just played that.
Pure, I think it might be a little less tight than Pure, because Pure had, it was just the ATVs
Yeah.
on a closed track, and those were pretty tight and stuff. But yeah, I think you can definitely compare the two in terms of the handling. Like, you have, it's kind of soft, and the drifting, and it definitely is like that.
Okay.
It's definitely like that a lot. But it may be Pure, as it might be just a little bit tighter on the control. But it also depends on what vehicle you have, because you have like giant trucks, and you have road bikes, you have dirt bikes, and the events are kind of cool because some events might be because you rank the vehicle in speed, acceleration, traction, or grip to the if it's better on asphalt, if it's better on dirt, how good is it in off-road environments and stuff. So, and the races are kind of fit to each class. So if you're on a road type bike, you're not going to spend a lot of time off road. But if you're on a super heavy off road vehicle, you're not going to spend any time on the road. So they kind of make you They really the way the path of the checkpoint is a checkpoint based game. Like you have to hit each checkpoint. It doesn't matter how you get to the checkpoint, but you have to hit each checkpoint.
Oh, okay.
So you can definitely, cut corners and everything, but you have to watch out that you don't cut a corner too much because then you miss a checkpoint
Yeah.
and you'd have to go back, which really at that point, you just lost the race. There's no way you're gonna come back from that. So you kind of have to figure out what the best way is, and don't always go after the GPS because the GPS is going to be the safest way, but not necessarily always the quickest.
Cool. I definitely still want to try it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, at least, I mean, you have Gamefly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least rent it. I mean, you can definitely throw hours and hours and hours in this game. Like, you can probably, it reminded me almost like of Fallout a little bit just because of how huge the world was. It's definitely a good experience. I enjoyed it. Yep. So those are really the two I've been playing this week.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I've spent, I probably spend a couple of days playing. Yeah, a couple of days playing Fuel, a couple of days playing Fallout, and
Okay.
then obviously today, I just got home from work, so I've been just browsing the web a little.
Yeah, it's still more than I've played.
Oh yeah.
Well, definitely, I've been playing a lot of Uncharted 2, the beta.
Oh yeah, I love the beta.
Oh, I'm loving it so much. They got it down perfect. The multiplayer,
Yup.
so good. Graphics, the animations, everything. Well, almost everything. There's a few things I'm like, I want that fixed, but
But again, that's why, they want feedback from the community. That's why
Right.
they put out this beta.
Yeah.
But do you feel like, I feel like they just took Uncharted 1 and anything that was not as tight about the controls and maybe graphically, they enhanced it. I think they just made it better.
Right. I think, yeah, that's probably all they did. Because the first one was, really good.
It
And
was shockingly good.
yeah, this one just blows it away, though, which
Right.
is sad and awesome at the same way, or the
Right.
same time.
And I was really, really, really sort of like apprehensive of the multiplayer. I was like, come on, don't put, kind of like BioShock multiplayer. Come on, what are you doing,
Yeah.
But I think it really works. They got it to work, and I think they got enough stuff in there to keep people hanging on to the game, Like
Definitely.
they're not gonna just buy it, play it, and sell it, and then GameStop has a ball with it. It's gonna be, you're gonna keep this game for probably 6 months at least. At least.
Yeah, playing the beta, I'm really looking forward to the full release so I can, play some more maps and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, taken me away from playing Red Faction.
And you have been, I mean, we've been on another podcast before, and you've been talking about how
Oh
much
yeah,
of
I
a
loved Red Faction, but this is just
Right.
even better.
That's awesome. No, I'm really glad you like it because you were really upset about not getting me into it.
I was a little mad.
You were furious. Never really like seen you or had you talk about anything like that before. So I was like, wow, this guy's really upset. That was great. Yeah, I mean, I got in no problem because I picked up Infamous. Or you could just subscribe to Core, the great PSN magazine.
I
Did you?
feel like it's a waste. I mean, of course,
I
there's
no.
been, two or three betas that have come out of it, but
But it's not enough,
I
is
can
it?
get Core online for
I
free,
know. That's a
so.
huge problem. I don't think that they would be better off spending their marketing dollars on marketing the game, I mean the PlayStation Network on television rather than putting Core on.
Oh yeah, they should do that.
Producing Core.
Something like GTTV.
Yeah, exactly. Do something else. Do
Or,
just.
just throw in more demos and betas that are only in core. That'd get me to do it,
It's just not a very good value,
No.
I mean, you're gonna pay $2.99 per episode, and they're not really giving you anything that's, amazing news or anything. It's not like that's exclusive, Like,
No.
whatever you get in Core is kind of old.
Breaking PSP news, or
Yeah,
PSP
that's.
Go or whatever.
That was leaked like 2 months before E3.
Yeah.
Teaches you how old these Core episodes really are before they even air. Like
Yeah.
the one that's on now is, I think, the one that got leaked like 2 months ago or a month ago.
Yeah.
So.
It's dumb. And plus, if you buy the what is it, $2.99, is it?
Yeah.
That doesn't always come with the betas.
Exactly. You have to subscribe, right? Which
Yeah.
is kind of bullshit because if I buy every episode separately, I actually give them more money than if I subscribed. You know, because I'm paying a little bit extra for each episode. Because if you subscribe, you know, you're supposed to get a better deal. But I don't know. I mean, I'd rather take my $24 and shoot it towards a magazine subscription, to be honest.
Like the new EGM.
I know, I'm excited for that. I'm
Yeah.
wondering what they're going to do with it.
Same here. Really looking forward to it.
Because EGM has that huge name and that huge, you know, following. And I think the guy that's starting it back up is like the same, one of the people that was heading it up initially,
Yeah,
right? Like
it is.
back in the day.
Steve Harris.
Right. So I think he's got enough sponsors. I think he's all set, right? As
I'm
far as
not
I can
fully
tell.
sure. I just know, like, I've been, keeping an eye on his Twitter, and he's, getting the website ready and meetings, so.
It seems like he's cutting all the deals, right? And it's almost like EGM is going to have a bigger name now than it did before ever, because of what happened. And just think about all the ex-EGM and one-uppers, right? That started podcasts or started websites or whatever. Like, think about how many Twitter followers these guys have. They have like thousands that, you know, it was like, okay, we got laid off or whatever, and instant fame. You know what I mean? It was instant fame. Think about it. And all these guys are advertising basically the name of EGM. So if EGM hits the newsstand again, obviously everybody is going to give it a shot. Like everybody that has ever heard about it.
I'll be buying it. It's the the only magazine I've ever read, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm subscribed to PC Gamer and Game Informer.
Oh
And they're very distinct, you know? They're very different, both of them.
yeah.
But I definitely enjoy reading those. And it's nice to have something not on the computer. Like, it is nice for a change to have a magazine on the train.
Or
Because I
on the
spend a lot of
toilet.
time on the train or on the toilet, yeah.
Get
But
yourself a
more.
netbook and then, no, never mind. Kindle?
Dude, fuck the Kindle. I know it's nice and all, but I'd rather just get an iPhone and not read books on the Kindle.
It doesn't even have color. Like, if the Kindle could get like pictures and stuff, that'd be kind of cool. Oh well. All right,
I don't know. If I read a lot of books, I guess I would, but I don't read books.
I can't read, so wait.
Well, that solves your problem.
Yeah. All right. The other games I've been playing are Warhawk. Went back to that for a little bit.
No, you did not.
I did
You're
too.
dropping bombs.
Yeah, I was, I don't know, I guess got a little bored of the dying in the or having my teammates shoot at me in the Uncharted 2 beta, so I went over to Warhawk for a bit. And of course had a teammate over there shooting me too. I don't know what it
I
is.
love that game. I played that game for months when that came out.
Warhawk is awesome, and the best part is I'm pretty sure they've upgraded the graphics.
Yep,
Like
I think so too.
the game looks amazing now, and I remember back then liking it, but a few things here and there could have been upgraded. It looks like they've done it.
Which is kind of insane.
And it was free too.
Right.
But playing
It
it
still
just
is.
go ahead.
It has a pretty big following still, too.
I was on there, and there's about 220 servers up
They're full.
with like 30 people in each server, so it's doing good.
Man, I love that game. That was a great game. I don't know if I could go back to it now.
The controls seem to be a bit weird, and I wish they, I don't know, I wish it was more Uncharted, I guess, but.
Right, but I love the concept. When they I played it up to like when they had the Omega dropships or whatever.
Yeah.
The Omega Dawn, was it? A Broken Mirror? I don't know. The one where they introduced like the big ships. You know what I'm talking
Yeah, I
about?
remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's up until then I played.
You never played that though, with the ships?
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, so
Yeah,
how were
I
they?
did play
Because I was
all
thinking
of them.
about buying them.
No, it's cool, dude. It's definitely if you like Warhawk, then you need to get it because
Okay.
you have this. I mean, they added a bunch more stuff now too. You know, like other vehicles and stuff. But
Yeah.
it allows you to take like a whole group of people and then drop in somebody's base, and then everybody can just like jump off. You know, get the flag, whatever. And you know, you also have the big turret. You know, guns and stuff on that big ship. I think you have like four or so side, you know, turrets, and then you have the main gun, whoever's operating the ship. So you can just fit a bunch of dudes on there, get over, and just get it done, get the job done. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. I think I might purchase it.
And I think it's so cheap now too. It's like on mega sale, isn't it?
Yeah, they're selling them both for like seven or something.
That's great.
Or the DLC, you talking about the game?
No, I'm talking about the DLC.
Yeah, I think it's like both for 70 or
Yeah, you
seven.
can.
Seven, jeez.
7, yeah. You can get the game for like 29 or whatever. I think it
I'm
is.
actually thinking about rebuying it so I can have the case. Because I downloaded it when it first came
Oh,
out.
did you?
And, you know, I just like having the cases, you know, sit over on my shelf, so.
So what are you gonna do with when digital distribution is the way to go when
I'll
it's
stop gaming by then.
yeah I don't know about that but
Make up a fake case for everything.
wish you luck. I mean I don't think that main you know the mainstream is gonna take 5, 10, maybe 15 years right for everything to be digital.
Right, see, I was thinking that too. Maybe, you know, by then I'll have too many cases and just want it all digital.
I'm the same way though. I'll even try to rebuy games that I got rid of by mistake by saying oh let me just trade this I'll never play this again and then I want to play it again
Yeah,
so
same here.
I've done that and it's stupid it's just a waste so ever since then I just stopped trading stuff back in.
I did that with pretty much all my Xbox One games then.
You can get those pretty cheap at this point.
Yeah, but you know, most of the stuff I want don't even play doesn't even play on my 360.
It's not compatible.
No, so I'd have to, you know, whip out the old one.
Oh yeah. Remember what there was a huge fad when everybody was painting their 360 their Xbox, their original Xboxes.
Mine's painted. It's orange.
Leave it at that. We'll just leave it right there.
Right, and then
All my room all my roommates had their Xboxes painted.
then
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just
no,
saying, it
no.
just seemed such a weird. It was such a weird thing to looking back at it.
Well, I did it. I had two Xboxes. One that was just the normal color, and then my modded one that I,
Right.
you know,
That
made
you.
orange so I could tell them apart.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all good. No shame.
Yeah. Ruined the Xbox because of
Exploited
them. Alright, and then the
your warranty. So well done.
yeah. Good thing it didn't get a red ring.
Yeah, because it didn't have a digital ring display. That was actually just as bad quality-wise, though. The first ones, they all used to go to shit. Like they had, didn't they have a hard drive in there? No, they didn't,
Yeah,
did they?
it had a 20 megabyte or something, or
Yeah, they
no.
had a hard drive. And I remember those hard drives just failing, like of the initial batches.
See, my Xbox never failed on me.
Weird.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, so back to what I've been playing.
Oh yes, we're
And
sidetracked.
then last game, some Forza 2, because I'm getting really excited for Forza 3.
See, I'm like the other way around where I'm gonna pop in like Prologue.
Prologue. What is Prologue?
Gran Turismo 5,
Oh,
Prologue.
yeah. Well, if I had that, I would pop it in, but, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I'm still missing a bunch of achievements for Forza 2.
Oh, they're so hard to get. You spend such a long time.
I know. I've gotten, like, every race up to, you know, nine, or, what am I trying to say? One left, where I only have
Yeah.
to do one race, but.
Right. But they're like the hardest and longest.
Right.
But you see, like, I don't know. Forza just didn't hook me as much as Gran Turismo did, back in the day.
Yeah, see, I was the other way. I enjoyed
Yeah.
Forza much better. Maybe it's because, well, I think for me, it's all about sound. In Gran Turismo back then, the sounds,
Wasn't very good.
no, not really. I mean, they were
Very
good,
good now.
but,
Much better now.
oh yeah, game's next to
But,
perfect.
the funny thing is that the version of Prologue right now is close to it's getting close to a year and a half old because it was released in Japan on December 2007
Yeah.
and that's really the version that came out here in April 2008 so you're looking at a game that's a year and a half old and it's still stunning
I know.
still looks
It's
phenomenal
amazing.
so I can only imagine how good the full-blown GT5 is going to be.
And it's
But anyway,
also, you know, it's going to have damage, which is awesome. It's a
yes,
real one.
thank you very much. That I would have probably thrown my PlayStation against the wall if that didn't have damage. I don't know. It's not like I'm like, oh, it has to have damage, but At this point, it does, because
Damage
it's just
does add a, you know, a little bit to it.
right. You can't be a real driving simulator within playing bumper cars.
Right.
Can't do it.
All right, on to news.
Let's
Have
do
you
it.
got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'll probably just pop in when I think about it, but
Okay.
Newsweek wasn't too crazy this week. Maybe that's a good thing. Slowing down after the E3 madness.
E3 was crazy. That was not fun at all, covering all that news.
Yeah. It wasn't. But most of it got leaked in the first place.
Yeah.
But then you still have to cover it. It's because
So
it's
you're
not
covering
leaked.
it, you know, two or three times, really.
Right, it's ridiculous.
All right. On to the first one.
Yeah.
Battlefield Heroes, the free PC Battlefield game, is open to everybody now.
Which completely slipped under my radar. I didn't even realize that. I think, like, I read it on a Twitter somewhere. Like, they didn't even make a big announcement.
No, it didn't, but I mean, the game's awesome. It's tons of fun and for free, you know? It's perfect. I just wish, you know, it was on the Mac. I
You
have to
just
say.
cut out.
Awesome. What's the last thing you heard? Well, wait, I was gonna say the recorder picked it up.
Oh, maybe.
Whatever. You know, the game's awesome, I was saying. I just
Yeah,
wish it
no, it
was
definitely
I would
is.
just wish it was on my or I could play it on the Mac, you know. I have to switch
Right.
over to a PC to do it.
Right. Even the Mac would probably run it just as or better, smooth, you know?
Yeah, I don't see. I think they said somewhere that they're working on it, but they don't have a date when it'll be released.
And there's no rush too, because I mean, first of all, it doesn't generate too much revenue, and secondly, there's not that many Macs out there in the first place.
Whatever.
Know,
But Macs are taking over the world soon, dude.
in 2025.
Like I said, soon.
Yeah, very soon.
But yeah, just a reminder, you know, go pick it up. The game's a lot of fun.
It's free,
Free is good.
unless you want to buy little microtransaction-based
Oh
things.
yeah, what is it? You can buy like outfits and
Yeah, outfits. I don't think you can buy actual like upgrades that make your character better, because
no,
that would.
the only upgrade you can, or like there's a few different types of this, but it increases your points you gain, which you can
Right.
spend to buy outfits. So yeah, no, you know, your weapon's stronger or something, so it doesn't
Right. And not
ruin.
like unbalanced. It doesn't unbalance the game. It's
Right,
just
yeah.
you can basically see, okay, I paid for this.
Yep.
Which is what they're hoping is going to happen, obviously.
Cool.
I'm really excited about this next one.
Go ahead.
Well, everybody knows that id Software, you know, John Carmack, the guys behind Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, like all the classic, you know, defining first-person shooters. Like everything that comes out of id is like, it's just a classic in its quality. And
Yeah.
if id made it, you know, like if id didn't, like some of the recent titles they outsourced and kind of had other studios make it, you know, some of the past Wolfensteins and stuff. So, but with this news that is it Zen Media? Is that, what is it?
Was it ZeniMax? I think it said. ZeniMax?
Is. They have.
I just
It's. I mean,
started.
it's ZeniMax, yeah. But they have different. They have a couple of different. There's a whole interview that they did on Joystick. But. Yeah, ZeniMax is definitely is the parent company.
Yeah,
And
ZeniMax Media is the big one, and then I think
right.
Bethesda bought it, right?
Oh no, Bethesda is owned by ZeniMax.
Okay, whatever.
There's ZeniMax Online Studios, which is owned by ZeniMax. You know, ZeniMax is like the main, you know, name of the company. That's how it's listed. But it owns studios like Bethesda, and it owns Virtual 2 Studios, ZeniMax Online Studios,
Okay.
and stuff. So, and also they're gonna own id, which is really, really good, because id was pr is producing right now. They're making Doom 4, and they're also making, was it Doom 5? Doom 4.
Actually, I
5.
don't know. I think it's five, yeah. Doom. I don't know. I didn't even. What is it four?
It's gotta be four, isn't it?
Doom 4 announced, yeah. No, yeah, Doom 4.
Yes, and it's using, I was confused because it's using id Tech 5. It's the fifth iteration of the id Tech engine. That's why I thought it was
Oh.
Doom 5. Anyway, so they're also making, you know, Rage and then Doom 4, which they're having huge teams now build up to make these games, you know, like, you know, it's probably close to like 100 people each or something.
Yeah.
And obviously they were going to run into some trouble here because the development is taking a little bit longer than everybody probably thought, you know. And they didn't really want to go with the other publishers like Activision or EA because a lot of those, their studios, because they own so many studios, it's like there's other companies like Activision has in the shooter genre, you know, they obviously have the Call of Duty series, you know, they have Infinity Ward, they have Treyarch, you know, which is like first person shooter, which is really its specialty. So they didn't want to have that competition, that, you know, predatory taking away from each other. So they didn't want to go at Activision. And also EA is the same way.
But
You know, they
isn't
didn't.
EA still doing something with id?
Yeah, they're gonna, whatever contract is going on right now, like Activision is still gonna make, I think, Wolfenstein, and Rage is still gonna be published through EA.
Oh, okay.
So the whatever continues, like those deals are still on, but like any future projects are gonna be strictly done under their new parent company.
Okay. I think
And
it's a goodbye, you know?
oh, it's ridiculous. Think about it. Now they have one of the best RPG makers, Bethesda,
Yeah.
and now they have probably the one of the best, you know, shooter developer, period.
Yeah.
So
They're definitely up there. Doom is a lot of fun. I mean, the last Quake, but the last Quake wasn't by id, I think you said.
I think the last Quake
Quake
wasn't.
four.
And they also they outsourced a whole bunch of their stuff.
Okay, no, Quake 4 is by Raven Software, so
It was like a co.
yeah. Well, but yeah,
It was like a co thing.
I think it's a good thing for, both of them, and yeah.
I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm
Looking
definitely
forward to
excited.
Rage.
Oh my God! Ever since I saw the first screens,
Yeah.
I have been waiting, and like any kind of little bit of information, I've been like soaking up. Because it's, I'm a huge fan of like the Mad Max movies, which is like, you know, it has Mel Gibson plays in this post-apocalyptic Australia, you know, and he's, it's like you're just going for fuel, you know, like all you need to survive is fuel. That's like the currency. It's kind of like what the game Fuel is based on, you know, except the story. It doesn't have the story. So Rage is going to be in this like world where there's no money, you know, there's no regular world, you know, as we know it kind of stuff. It's just like in the future where everybody kind of goes back to like barbaric sort of ways almost.
Yeah.
And you basically fight to survive. And they also have that car racing element in Rage, which is going to be like a mix between a first person shooter and a racer, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
So
I
definitely look forward to it.
saw that they did a while back a making of, like a stage. Just look incredible. Like, you thought they were done making it, and then they're like, nope, we're adding another layer, you know.
I know,
And
it
also,
looked
I see it's
incredible.
for Mac, which is awesome.
Yeah, they're making it for every system out there.
Well, major.
Right.
Cool.
Excited, very excited about that one.
All right.
That to me was like the biggest news article of the week, to be honest. Maybe there's one
Yeah,
more
that
that's
definitely
maybe.
was a big one. All right.
All right.
And then next, Serious Sam is coming out for XBLA and PC for 1,200 Microsoft points.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, and it will be called Serious Sam HD, you know.
Yeah, I
That's a
don't
real
know.
clever name.
Don't really know if anybody's gonna.
I
They're probably.
never played the last ones, but I'm like really want to play this one.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I want to. I don't
I don't know. I think I'm gonna pass on this one.
know. All right, then I probably shouldn't have chose that story.
No, I mean it's fine. I have too many other games that I need to get through.
Right.
But Yeah, it looks fine. It looks like it's a fun little, whatever, 5 hours or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, graphics have, been upgraded since the Xbox version, and it's looking really good.
They haven't upgraded a lot.
Yeah. All right, on to the next story.
Yeah, not too much to be said about this. 360 wireless mic being sold separately in the fall.
I don't know. I didn't think it was really big. I just wanted to talk about, another plastic thing
Yes.
coming out that we don't really need.
And it seems freaking expensive. $50.
$50 for one mic. Yeah, like
I'm
what?
just gonna buy the whatever lips and get two mics for like in a game for like 60 or 70 bucks or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yeah, Amazon had a deal, I think, not too long ago for cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the kicker is probably that it's going to work with Rock Band and stuff, supposedly. So,
Well, I mean, it's cool, I guess, if you like singing, but yeah.
right,
Oh well. All right,
definitely
next.
grown out of that. It's more like a kind of a joke.
Okay, we'll go on to the next one. The Punisher is coming to a PSN July 2nd for $10.
That is actually kind of promising because I thought it was going to be 20 bucks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 20 for sure because it seemed like a pretty solid production when they were initially talking about it. Might be fun.
From looking at the screens, it looks really good. And then,
Looks like a full-blown title, right?
yeah, it does. But do we know? Does it have a single player, or is it only multi? Oh yeah, single player mode.
Should have a single player in it.
Okay, and it looks really good. It's just, the last Punisher game wasn't the greatest.
Right. This looks like it could be, like a 2-year-old shooter type,
Yeah.
And for 10 bucks, you can't ask for much more.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're gonna have a demo for this.
Yeah, let's hope.
Next item, I guess, is PlayStation Cloud. That's kind of been semi-leaked, maybe photoshopped, which kind of looks like it could be a mix of both, but. With all the talk of PSN expanding and everything and kind of getting an overhaul, there's been it's PlayStation Cloud. It's been talking about it's supposed to be more like a social aspect to the PlayStation Network to sort of make you hang out, to see, oh, this guy's doing that, or you can maybe rank one of your friends and give him some kind of like the Xbox. The reputation points or whatever, like the 5-star system that Xbox has.
Sounds kind of lame, really.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Again, this is sort of like a. One part of it is rumored to be like a, kind of Facebook type feed of what people are doing and what trophies they just got or what are they doing right now. Are they watching a video? Are they playing a game? What are they playing? What level are they in? Sort of like what Xbox been having for the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
So definitely behind the curve,
Yeah.
which is sad because they need a serious overhaul. They shouldn't be this far behind the curve. They need some American marketing to do the American PlayStation Network. Like, do whatever you want to do in Japan. Like, I understand that there's your ways. People don't really care for it that much.
Wait, wasn't home supposed to be this pretty much?
Supposedly, yeah. Home was supposed to be this huge thing, but people just don't want to spend time in a fake world. They just want to spend time playing games.
If it booted up right to home and, loaded fast, I'd be okay with it, but, since it takes, I don't know,
Once, I
10
think they need
minutes
to
and,
add.
yeah.
They need to just add a lot more content for me to go in there. Like, add like a space for every single game that you have. That would be like, wow, I can check out all this stuff.
Yeah, definitely, and have, a little something in there, maybe if you go there you could download a free car for Need for Speed or something. That'd be cool.
Right, yeah, there you go. Just, wow, you should work for
I should.
PlayStation North America. Wow, okay.
That'd be
Well,
awesome.
so we. Supposedly these leaked cloud things are fake, but what we know, we won't really know until we know.
Yep. PlayStation Cloud.
We'll
Oh.
see.
All right, Tekken.
What do you think about this Tekken game?
Well, I play every fighting game that comes out, and I say the same thing after playing them all. Why did I get that? Because
It's the
I
same
mean,
thing over and over.
that, and I'm no good at them at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get the button combos down and stuff, but, you know.
I loved like the old Tekken, like when the first Tekkens came out on the PlayStation 1, you know? I was all about it. I was all
Oh,
into it.
right, yeah, back then, I mean, you know, I didn't know much. All I do is just hit X over and over, but
Right, but you had a blast. But now
I
it's
did.
but I feel like you can't really expand that much on a, you know, it's like a 2D space, you know? Isn't
Yeah.
it Tekken like it's like a 2D space, or is it have they done like a 3D environment now? I don't know.
I'm not fully, I think it's 2D, but it looks 3D. I think that's how the new Tekken is.
Is it kind of like the Street Fighter 4? It's like a 3D graphics, but it's you can't really move in a 3D space. I don't know.
Yeah, I
You
think it's
see?
that, but I'm looking, you know, I'm definitely a bigger Tekken fan than Street Fighter, so. But we should also say the release date is October 27th for North America.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
No.
Soul Calibur. So isn't Soul Calibur coming out too at some
Already
point?
did.
Oh yeah, it did. Never mind.
And it was garbage.
Yeah, they just I don't know. You can't Street Fighter and Tekken are really the two big ones. Can't really compete. Whatever else there is, can't really compete.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll pick it up, try it, and probably hate it, but.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, game's life.
Yeah. Castle Crashers reached 1 million players.
Not big news, but I think that's kind of cool, don't you?
No, it's neat, but it does do we know if it's also including demos?
No, I'm pretty sure it's only bought. People who bought it. At least that's what I
So
thought it was.
we're saying 1 million downloads, essentially.
Yeah, I think. I don't know, maybe I
Right?
should have read it a little better.
I don't know, it doesn't really say in the article.
No, it doesn't.
So I would almost assume the way it's worded that it hit a million, kind of makes me think that includes a demo.
Yeah.
But
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean it's ranked according to this screenshot or whatever. Let's just say, let's benefit of the doubt, let's say it's a million. Million bought.
Just think of how much money they made, you know?
Of Flash game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't picked it up because it's like, what, $20?
I feel like I played the demo and I had my fix.
Yeah, I wanted a little more, but I ain't willing to spend 20 on it.
No.
I already bought what was the last one they made? The Alien Hominid?
Yep.
Which was cool, but you know.
I can't, I just don't get very sucked into those. Like, I feel like if I bought those, I just wouldn't get my money's worth.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like I'm downloading a demo, checking it out, and then I'm done with it. Kind of like I download the Watchmen demo, and I literally play through it, and I was like, wow, I never need to play this ever again.
I didn't even get through it.
It was like horrible.
Yeah,
It
it
was
was
very
pretty
bad.
bad. Yeah.
And some people just that like comic books, you know? I mean, if you like comic books, it's going to be a better experience for you because you're more into it. But if I don't like comic books and I don't like that universe, sorry, it was a bad game.
Yeah. How can you be doing this podcast if you don't like comic books? You crazy?
I like comic books, just not
I
that.
kid, I kid.
I do like comic books, but I'm not a heavy graphic novel reader. You like that? Drop that. Drop that.
Drop that. What?
Drop that graphic novel term.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I didn't even notice.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
All right.
anyway, next piece of news.
Which one do
Kind
you
of. I was gonna say the Chinatown Wars
want? Okay, yeah.
coming to the PSP, and this I believe is solely because of how bad it's doing sales-wise.
Oh, is it? I thought it actually picked up.
And I think it's still under like a quarter million total sales.
Oh, man, I guess if I like a game, I just think it's sold a ton.
Well, think about the main demographic that has a DS, right? It's not the people that want to play a hardcore, like
Yeah.
action, brutality, drug dealing game. You know, they want to play My Little Pet Shop, whatever.
That's a fun, that's a fun game.
Or Brain Age or something like that. So I can totally understand that Chinatown Wars didn't do well. Like, critically, it did really well. Like, it was well made.
Yep.
But the DS just isn't a hardcore system, because Nintendo has been so much on the casual side lately that
So what do you think? Do you think it's sell good on the PSP?
I think it's going to do a lot better on the PSP because people are looking for more GTA since, you know, Vice City Stories. But I'm waiting to see how they're going to pull it off with one screen.
Yeah, I wonder. They're probably gonna completely get rid of that awesome feature of hack or breaking into the cars and stuff.
Hacking cars, or maybe it'll be like quick time events, like button pushes, you know, be like XX square, triangle, circle,
Well, that'd
L1.
just ruin it.
They might do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say if you haven't picked it up for the DS, definitely go get it. But
I loved it on the DS.
oh yeah, I have my DS, sitting out so I can pick it up every now and then play it. It's good
It's a good
stuff.
game. It's a good game to pick up and play because you can just do a mission and then put it down for 2 weeks and then pick, you know, it doesn't really get old.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good game to mess around with. Supposedly it's going to have updated graphics.
I kind of wish they'd make it like still call it Chinatown Wars and be in this city, but
Make
have
it like
it
a 3D
right, have it more like the other ones on the PSP.
third person. And you know what? I don't see why they couldn't, right? Because they could just add, like, pick up the textures a whole lot and then move the camera down to third person.
Right. I
And then
mean,
even have it cartoony and stuff, but just bring it down to that third person level. And I think, didn't they introduce a game at E3 for Nintendo? It's called like Cops or something, right?
I think they did last year, or was it this year?
This year.
Did
It's called
they?
like Cops or something like that. And it's basically like Chinatown Wars, just like how I described it. Like, it's a third person game on the DS that's like GTA. It's called Cops.
I don't know,
Not coming
that's
out this year, though. Maybe it is,
okay.
I don't know. But yeah, again, so it's going to be interesting to see how that. It'll definitely sell a lot better than on the DS, so they're trying to recoup some of that development cost, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it'll sell better, but I don't think it's gonna be as good.
No, I'm glad I got it for the DS.
Yeah, same here. All right, you want to do the Sony Expanded PlayStation Network?
Oh yeah, it's been kind of touched upon that. You know, that goes in hand with the whole PlayStation, you know, cloud thing that they're trying to introduce. But at E3, I think it was at E3, or maybe it was prior to E3. But Howard Stringer, the CEO of Sony, has been hinting at, you know, expanding the PlayStation Network and kind of bringing it, you know, to other platforms. Maybe bring it even to your cell phone. Bring it. You know, create a lot of links between the PSP, cell phones, maybe even bring it on a television, and just have all this like big effort to expand the network and make it more like a complete entertainment, you know, all around entertainment system. So there's not really any word on how they're gonna do it or what they're gonna do, besides what I've just said. But they want to get it out in the spring of next year.
I'm all for, upgrading and giving me free stuff, but
How about giving me a good interface on my PlayStation 3 when I turn it on?
you don't like it?
I like it, but I don't think that the main consumer, like, you know, likes it as much as they like the Xbox interface, because it's nicer to look at, right? And a visual goes a long way for people.
I'm
I
the other
agree with
way.
you.
I think the PlayStation is actually better looking and works better.
I think though that it's not very appealing to the eye.
Guess
To
that's true, but get yourself a skin.
No, totally. I mean, I personally don't have a problem with the PlayStation, the interface at all, because I know exactly how to navigate it. But if I'm a person that has never turned on a PlayStation before, and if I go into like options, think about all the different, like, you have like four different ways you can go and change your sound input, your mic input, your, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the Xbox, the NXE, which is not really a new Xbox experience anymore because it's old Xbox experience now. So it's the OXE, is like, it's a lot easier to look at, right? Like it's more like an entertainment device that it could be on your computer, or it just seems more user friendly and a bit more appealing to somebody who's not a hardcore gamer, you know? Like you and I have no problem navigating the PlayStation Network or setting up our mics or, you know, taking our background pictures from our picture folder and then saying, make this my background or anything like that. But some people just don't, you know, and if you have a PlayStation and you tell your friend, oh yeah, the Xbox interface is so much better, it's cooler, and you have the little avatar that waves at you and shit, right? Like if somebody says that to somebody else who's not a hardcore gamer, they might say, oh, and it's $200 cheaper. Why would I get a PlayStation? It's stupid, you know?
Right.
So I don't think it's helping their sales that they have this hardcore element in their interface.
Yeah. Well, I
That's
just,
my take.
what I wish Microsoft did is if they do update it and change it to, you know, something close to OXE, I hope they keep the old one. You know, I want to be
I
able to
know.
switch between them.
Right.
Because I'd like to go back to, I don't know, what do we call it? OOXE or something? I don't know.
The blade system?
Yeah, the last one, right.
Yeah.
Because it was much faster. I mean,
I know.
Microsoft did say they're fixing it, but.
Yeah, supposedly they're gonna make the whole guide button. You know how long it takes to the guide button to come up
Yeah,
and the
so annoying.
front, right? And then they've even linked, I mean, a joystick did this whole thing, but they linked that when the new Xbox Experience came out, that the E74 errors were increasing like crazy. Around November, it just started going up like insane because it was so much more demanding on the processor than, you know, the new Xbox interface, the layout, because it's much more graphically demanding. It's you have all these different slides and blades and pictures that are loading, and your friends take forever to load when you first go in your friends section. So it's definitely a lot more demanding on the processor than the blade system was, and I think they're going to try to go back to making it more efficient. But the look will, I doubt that the look will change, you know. Like the way they presented it at E3 with the Facebook. Remember how they looked, the Facebook and the Twitter looked during the E3 conference? It looked like exactly the same way as the Xbox Experience does now. And if that looks exactly the same, like I wouldn't count on anything looking different. It'll just be another list item, you know. Instead of friends, there's going to be now social, and then you go into social, and then in social, you're going to have your Facebook, your Twitter. Maybe your last FM, whatever.
Can't wait to Twitter on the Xbox, can you?
But dude, I'm gonna buy a pad, right? For that to make sense.
Say that again, you cut out.
I have to buy like one of the keypads, right? I'm
Oh,
not.
yeah, right.
Can you imagine Twittering or doing Facebook on your? I mean, it's nice to look at what people are up to, but I would never use it as my main input device. Like, I'm gonna pick up my iPhone and load up TweetDeck on my iPhone and Twitter. It's so much quicker
Yeah.
because I can type or I can use my computer, you know. They would have to have some kind of interface that makes it easy to type, which is impossible without having a keyboard.
How
So that's what I was thinking.
go ahead, what?
I was just saying that's what I was thinking when I saw it. I was like, I'm not gonna update my status on there because it's gonna take me 30 seconds. Where on Twitter, it's gonna on my phone, it's gonna take me 5.
Yeah. So while we're talking about the iPhone real quick, how's TweetDeck?
You know, it's good because it kind of separates. Do you use TweetDeck on a PC ever?
No, I use Tweety.
Yeah, that's a paid application on the iPhone. That's why I didn't get it
That's
because I
no, I
liked.
think they have a free version.
Do they? I gotta look at that. But I do like TweetDeck because the way it's set up is a column system, you know, versus some of the other Twitter apps that you have. It's just like one whole screen, and if somebody messages you, it'll be in the same column as your at replies or
Yeah.
you know, your regular friends or whatever. And TweetDeck is set up that you have a column with your friends. If you're, you know, at replies, you have direct messages and stuff, so it's all separated, and it will tell you where you have updates and how many. And you can also add columns, or you can take away columns.
Yeah, looks pretty good, but is the same for the iPhone? I mean, do you have to like swish
Yeah.
through each one?
Yeah, the way it is on the iPhone is like when it starts up. You know how you can slide stuff over just with your finger on the screen? So you have, You have the three columns, and you can kind of slide in between them, kind of like you do with pictures. And then when you click on it, it'll zoom in on that one, right? So I can go all the way to the left and have my friends' updates, click on that, and it zooms in, and I can scroll through that. And I click back on the column icon in the middle on the bottom, and I go over to my mentions, click on that. And then if I want to get out of that, I can just move over, or I can use the arrows to go in between the blades.
Okay,
So
I'm
it's
looking at
really
it
easy.
now. It looks pretty good.
It's really easy to use.
Yeah. I really like the way Tweety looks. That's why I use it.
Yeah, I know. I have seen it. I mean, I'm jumping back and forth between some of these Twitter apps. Because I think before I had tweets, Twitterific or something. Twitterific, I think I had before.
Yeah, I think I saw you using that.
Yeah. So now I'm just using TweetDeck and checking that out. So it's all right. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Does the job.
Maybe we should get back onto
Oh yeah, I was just thinking this.
news. A mole, what is it? A mole told Ars Technica that the PS3 and 360 will get a price drop in fall.
Yes, and supposedly that's the same guy that's been leaking some of the other past news about the PSP Go features and about remember the Xbox 360 price drop last year, I think it was,
Yeah.
when the arcade dropped to 199 and all that, and all those little details have supposedly come from the same person. And now this person also has said that the PlayStation, the 80 gig PlayStation, is going to get phased out, and there's only going to be a 160 gigger available. And later on in the fall, and supposedly that one is going to be replaced with the PS3 Slim, which we've seen as leaked items, which hasn't been announced yet or even talked about officially at all. And then the same thing he also talked about, that the Pro, which is the 60 gigger from Microsoft, is going to be phased out, and then it'll just be an Elite, 120 gig, because obviously both Microsoft and PlayStation are really heavily relying on digital downloads now for movies. And Xbox just has introduced, I think in August we're going to get games on demand or whatever, Xbox games on demand, where you can basically download directly to your hard drive and play.
Yeah, wasn't Mass Effect accidentally leaked or
Yeah.
whatever?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was leaked. Mass Effect, the first Mass
Yeah.
Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that looks like it's probably not just a rumor. It's probably true, because at that point it's the fall season coming up, right? And Christmas, and all their strategies kind of point that way.
Yeah. I think
Big
it's
on.
the better thing. Just, get it down to one or two, what are they called?
Excuse.
SKUs, right,
It doesn't make sense to have too many options, because it confuses most customers. Like,
Right.
not obviously not us, but a lot of people. Like, here's my perfect example. You're in a GameStop. I've seen this happening. Like, a person comes in and they say, "I want to buy my kid a console," and they say, "What should I get?" Right? And then the GameStop employee says, "Well, this one, everybody knows about the Wii already, right? So they probably already have a Wii, and then maybe they want to get another console." And then this happens between the PlayStation 3 and the 360, and they'll be like, "Oh, the PlayStation is 199. I mean, the 360 is 199, and then the PlayStation 3 is 399, right?" And they'll be like, "What? It's double? Well, I'm going to take the 360, right?"
Yeah.
And at that point, you don't even have to bother explaining that the 360 only has half the features of that PlayStation 3, which is double the price, but it has double the features. But it doesn't matter to that customer, because they don't care for understanding what the reason is. They just care it's half the price. I want to get that. And that's why definitely PlayStation needs a heavy price cut to get back in that competitive range.
I think once the Slim comes out, it'll be down there, 250. I mean, it has to be, don't you think?
That would be $150 off. I think $299.
I don't know.
Because look at the Elite, right? The Elite's gonna hit $299,
Oh,
and then
is
the
it
place.
up there?
Well, it's the Elite is $399 right now.
Oh, okay. So yeah, 300, yeah.
Right. So I think Elite will come down to 300. PlayStation will come down to 300, and then you have actual competitive systems that are sort of to have the same features, except that the PlayStation still has Wi-Fi and still has a Blu-ray player and is going to be the same price with a bigger hard drive.
Yeah.
So at that point, maybe the PlayStation will be seriously turning it around, you know? Because then you're directly competing.
Yeah. I mean, if it's up to games with Uncharted 2, I'm thinking about going, PS3 fanboy or whatever,
Yeah, I mean the
Yeah.
PlayStation 3 definitely has,
Getting there.
even still, right? Even still, Xbox had a sick presentation, right?
Yeah.
But the only games that I really could only get on the 360 are that I want is Left 4 Dead 2, which obviously we don't have to keep talking about how they're making a second one and people are upset that they didn't expand on the first one, blah blah
Oh, a
blah.
bunch of babies they are.
Right. So and then Splinter Cell Conviction, which is an exclusive, right? But
Oh, is it?
all yes.
Man, I don't know anything, do I?
Yeah, you are writing for On Pause, so
That,
anyway.
no, that's all your work now.
Oh yeah, true. So what was I gonna say? Oh. Yeah, so it's Conviction and Left 4 Dead. I mean, Halo 3 ODST, I'll take it if there's a whole lot of good reviews. I know you're definitely gonna get it no matter what.
Yeah.
But I feel like the engine is aging pretty harshly.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought too, because I wasn't as excited as I thought I would be when they
No,
showed it.
absolutely not. It's very, it looks like a Halo 3 mod.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a very good one, but
Right, but
yeah.
still, I feel like it's outdated. Like, I feel like they need to seriously rework this
Well,
whole
that's
Halo
what they're
3
doing
aesthetic.
with Halo Reach.
Reach, yeah.
So.
But back to my point real quick, just to finish that. So far, I have two Xbox exclusives that I can only get there versus a lot of other games on the PlayStation 3 that I will not be able to get on the Xbox 360. And if the price is competitive, you know, then it's not going to be too hard for me to go PS3, right? And because all the blockbuster titles like Modern Warfare, you know, it's dual console, you know what I
Right.
mean?
Well, for now.
Well, and once Microsoft pulls out the wallet.
Well, no, I'm just saying if Activision,
Oh, that's bull. That's bull. That'll never happen.
yeah, I don't think it will either, but it, who knows?
We're just referring to the fact that Activision CEO, which is kind of a douchebag, came out and said, "Oh, well, if the PlayStation doesn't cut their price, then we will, might have to stop supporting it, which then will lose millions of copies of sales because game development is going to be expensive no matter which system we develop for." Like, the initial development cost, right? If you make a game from the ground up, it's super high, right?
Yeah.
So the porting aspect of it is not the most expensive part of it. Like, you're definitely going to still make money on that port,
Yeah. Yeah,
even
that's
if you make it on the 360. You know what I mean? But
completely stupid what he said.
right, he's just trying to force a price cut so he could sell more games, right? That's it, because he wants to sell more PS3s to be out there so he can sell more games on it, which is fine. But
Yeah.
you don't have to be a jerk about it, you know?
Right.
Like, this officially confirmed that Activision is now the evil juggernaut of the. I mean, it's been confirmed, but this one, he just basically said we're the evil juggernaut by making that statement. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He said it.
And he said it without any apologies or anything.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
screw that guy. I'm still buying Call of Duty. I mean, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but the PlayStation has going to have, like we were saying, Uncharted, right? It's going to have God of War. It's going to have Heavy Rain. It's going to have Mag. It's going to have a lot of titles that I've been really psyched about
Heavy Rain,
for a long time.
definitely.
Heavy Rain is fantastic looking. Absolutely fantastic looking. And then
Just
Agent. Agent. That
EJ.
game,
Oh,
the
right, the
Rockstar game.
MMO game.
No, the I don't know, it's not an MMO, right? That's
Yeah.
all points pull in.
No,
You, you're
both of them are.
Agent is an
Yeah,
MMO?
Agent is a first-person shooter MMO.
Ooh, when did this? I didn't
I
know
thought it was
this.
always like that. Like you can, and then you can team up with your friends and go and do
Oh,
missions
no,
and.
you're talking about Agency.
Oh, what is Agent?
Agent is that game that it's like a 1970s style espionage game
Oh,
made
by
by Rockstar.
Rockstar. Oh, okay,
Yeah.
never mind.
No, totally. I forgot about the Agency, totally.
Agency is looking awesome.
That looks awesome too. So see, even another one that's confirmed. And that's, I think, going to be cross-platform with the PC.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Nice.
so you're going to be able to expand on that, community, which is great.
Cool.
So yeah, the PS3 has some good stuff lined up. If they have that price cut coming, they need it, because then you can literally compete, and you can say, you know what, now we're seriously competing on the price, and we have better features in our system, But right now, the 360 just has that huge gap of saying, oh, the arcade is 200 versus a $400 PS3. It still hurts, because most customers aren't educated enough to understand that difference,
I
or
think
they
it's
don't care.
definitely smart. Kind of bothers me though, because I think I'm running out of space.
On your
60 gig.
See, I got a 120,
Oh, nice.
which in turn, when I moved all my stuff to my 120 gigger,
Oh, see, I was talking about PS3. Sorry.
oh yeah, I
I
know, for
only have the
that,
12 gig for Xbox, and I'm definitely out of space.
oh my God,
It's not fun.
I have the 120 gigger for the Xbox, and I have a 250 gig for the PlayStation
Oh, nice.
to pop that in, and it is nice to not have to worry about space ever again.
Yeah. Have
And this is
to.
me not deleting anything. Like, I
Yeah.
still have 140 gigs free on my PlayStation. I never deleted one item.
Has the 360 hard drive come down in price yet? Do we know?
I think a deal would be 130,
Huh.
which is absolutely retarded, because I paid 80 for my Seagate that I dropped into my PlayStation, which was double the space.
140. Yeah, that's dumb.
And it's supposedly they're saying it's because, oh, the production cost on the hard drive is a lot higher because it comes in a little case and it has software on it that makes it unhackable. And if you do, then we're gonna lock your Xbox if you're a live subscriber.
Stupid.
Excuses.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, we got it covered. That's good.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Is there anything upcoming that's kind of huge? I mean, this week was sort of slow with news. Like, it wasn't anything massive, really.
What about any games coming out that you want to play?
Upcoming games. Let me tell you right now, really quickly, what I think is going to be good that's coming out. And I'm going to a website that's very reliable for this, which I'm not going to name.
Gameplay.
Oh, see, I just use GameSpot, because they have
You
this nice, like,
just named them.
I know, I was being sarcastic. It was
Yeah.
just, obviously, I mean, this week, today or yesterday, Fight Night 4 came out.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it until I played the demo. It was just a bit slow.
That might be the difficulty, though. If you ramp up the difficulty, that might be a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Just guessing here.
Oh, jeez, I completely didn't even know these came out. Ghostbusters and Transformers.
Yeah, you missed those.
Prototype. I gotta go back and play games.
Well, yeah, I had prototypes sitting on my shelf.
Nice. But
I have to finish some of the games.
coming out, I mean, we got Call of Juarez.
Fallen Earth coming out,
Fallen Earth.
supposedly, according to this, but I
Oh,
don't
is
think
that
it's going.
that's that PC game, right?
Yes, it's that MMO.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
Yeah, supposedly it's coming out this week, but this is GameSpot. This is not confirmed.
I don't think so, because they're still in beta.
Yep, they are.
They
I
just
know that. I know that for a fact.
lucky.
And so we're getting this game. I don't know if this is real or not, but Infernal, Hell's Vengeance.
Yeah, I see that.
Have you seen anything about this before?
Other than these few screenshots that are on Gamefly, no, I haven't.
Is this confirmed?
Don't know. I
Does
mean,
this
they got a
looks?
bunch of artwork here.
You gotta take this back to the
Oh wait,
shop.
here's a gameplay screenshot. It looks really, really bad.
All right, this week looks bad for games.
Yeah, it does.
This, the next couple of months look kind of bad.
I mean, we got Wolfenstein
Which
coming
is going to
up.
be a rental, isn't
Yeah. I guess really it's just going back and playing games.
That's good for me because I have to catch up on things.
Yeah.
There's nothing really coming out that I want
Well,
to play.
Batman, but that's 2 months away.
That's 2 months away.
Yeah.
So nothing really coming up that
No, not at
is
all.
earth-shattering.
Oh, wait. No, never mind. I thought it was Madden.
No, that's what is it, August?
I'm not sure.
August. I think usually August or September. But one quick thing, the 1 versus 100 beta is going to be free. It's going to be playable for silver subscribers of Xbox Live.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So anybody who doesn't have a gold subscription, which if you listen to this podcast, I highly doubt that you are a silver subscriber.
I don't know. You saying that, I can think of actually two people that have silver right now.
Well, then you should go check out this week and starting tomorrow, I think, the beta, the 1 versus 100.
Yeah, I
You're in
enjoyed it.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing it every week so far. It's been pretty cool.
I heard, though, that Connecticut is excluded from winning actual prizes due to gambling laws.
Oh, that's horrible. It's not
So
cool.
there's only a few states that are excluded, and we're one
Or
of them.
even right now, though, since it's still in beta, they're not actually giving
Giving
out
away prizes,
prizes, so.
right? But let's say they were, you wouldn't get one.
Yeah.
I
Are they taking away like the Microsoft points too? Or
The
just
Microsoft points that you might win.
yeah, like from what I've seen is if you're the one, you have a chance to win, you know, however many Microsoft points.
I don't think you can, because that'll still be winnings.
Dang. 'Cause I saw one dude get up to 6,000.
Get out.
How awesome would that be?
That would not hurt.
No.
That would not hurt at all. That kind of sucks that we're excluded. I mean, this might change, but as last thing I read was
Right.
that we weren't part of it.
I'm part of what? What are you talking about?
Part of actually being able to win things,
Oh.
Connecticut. I mean, you guys might be okay.
Okay, I'm not in Connecticut.
You're in Ohio, so
Yeah.
I don't know what the laws are there on gambling and shit.
I better win stuff or I'm, you know, punching babies' faces in, you know.
There will be
Just
babies
saying,
crying.
yes.
Babies crying. I think I can hear a baby kind of sobbing. So they're definitely afraid already.
I would be too.
All right, man. I think that wraps up our first episode.
Okay, cool. Let's do a little I guess shout outs or whatever. Check out the blog at unpause.org.
Yeah.
My Twitter at twitter.com/RonnieDean. And then yours is twitter.com/racingfreak.
That's it, one word, baby. Of course.
What else?
Give us some love.
I was
And
like,
hopefully we should be up on iTunes within maybe a week or so. Once the RSS feed goes live, we're submitted to iTunes and then
well, I've heard you should wait 2 or 3 podcasts. I don't know
better
if,
off.
yeah, I'm not sure. I think it gets you higher up on the charts or something. I'm not sure.
Well, either way, if this is an episode that's not maybe brand new and you may be going back
Yeah,
to it right now,
there you
then
go.
you should go and rate our podcast on iTunes, which this is like a message from the future or past.
I'm not sure. I'm
I don't know.
confused right now.
Me too, but you should just rate it. Give us some reviews.
Cool. And then what else? I had something else I wanted to
Do you
say.
want to thank me about being on the podcast?
I guess I could do that, but I don't really want to. I kid, I kid. Thanks for doing it with me.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, you should. All right. If you don't have anything else, I think we should sign off.
Nope, I think that's good.
All right, guys.
See you next time.
See you next week.